When your baby suddenly transforms from a content little bundle into a clingy, crying mess, something remarkable is happening beneath the surface. Those challenging days aren't random. They're actually predictable windows into your baby's developing mind. Just as babies experience physical growth spurts, they undergo dramatic mental leaps when their brain changes structurally, enabling them to perceive their world in entirely new ways. Imagine waking up one morning to discover everything you thought you understood had fundamentally changed overnight. That's exactly what your baby experiences during these developmental leaps. The Wonder Weeks reveals these predictable patterns occur at specific ages, calculated from due date, not birth date, and follow a consistent sequence. First comes brain development, then fussiness as babies struggle with their altered perception, followed by exploration of new abilities, and finally mastery. This revolutionary approach transforms parenting from a reactive struggle against mysterious fussiness into a proactive journey of supporting your baby through predictable transitions. When you recognize that your baby isn't being difficult, but experiencing profound mental growth, everything changes, including how you respond during these challenging periods. During developmental leaps, babies display the three C's: challenging behaviors signaling progress, not regression. Your previously independent baby suddenly demands constant contact, resists naps, feeds unpredictably, and cries more intensely. They're communicating, "My world has changed and I need help." Each leap brings distinct fussy patterns. Early leaps trigger more crying and holding demands, while later ones involve boundary testing or mood swings between sweetness and mischief. Parents often mistake these behaviors for illness or teething. Knowing these phases are predictable gives you an advantage. Instead of searching for explanations, you can prepare mentally and practically. Responding to your baby's needs during these transitions provides the security they need to navigate the leap and confidently explore new abilities once the disorientation passes. After the fussy phase passes, your baby begins demonstrating fascinating new abilities, the payoff for those challenging times. As their brain adapts to new perceptual abilities, they explore these capabilities. Each leap introduces distinctive skills, from social smiles in leap 1, around 5 weeks, to simple sentences by leap 10, around 75 weeks. While all babies gain the same perceptual abilities at similar ages, they prioritize different skills based on their interests and temperaments. Some focus on physical exploration, others on social interaction, and some become absorbed in examining objects or making sounds. These early preferences often reflect enduring personality traits. During this exploratory phase, provide appropriate opportunities and gentle guidance. Follow your baby's lead rather than pushing skills they aren't interested in. They instinctively know what they need to practice. As one father observed, "My son showed zero interest in stacking blocks during leap 6. Instead, he was obsessed with putting things in containers. 2 leaps later, he suddenly became interested in building towers. I realized he was following his own developmental path, just not on my timeline." Sleep disruptions during developmental leaps are normal, not problematic. Babies resist bedtime or wake frequently because their brains are processing new perceptual abilities. While adults complete sleep cycles in about 120 minutes, babies cycle in just 40-60 minutes and spend 50% of their time in REM sleep, compared to adults 20%. This increased REM sleep creates neural connections essential for development. Parents often misinterpret these developmental changes as problems requiring intervention, not recognizing these disruptions serve a biological purpose. Leaps 4, 19 weeks, 6, 37 weeks, and 10, 75 weeks typically cause the most challenging sleep regressions as babies integrate new skills. Rather than fighting these natural patterns, adapt your approach during leaps. Take turns with your partner sleeping separately, seek family help, use baby carriers for naps, choose nutrition over caffeine, and adjust your expectations about normal infant sleep. Understanding the biological basis for these changes helps foster patience. This phase will pass. The Wonder Weeks identifies 10 developmental leaps during a baby's first 20 months, each representing a fundamental shift in perception. Leap 1, 5 weeks, the world of changing sensations. Babies notice sensory changes and become fascinated by contrasts. Leap 2, 8 weeks, the world of patterns. Babies recognize simple patterns, discover their hands, and attempt to control movements. Leap 3, 12 weeks, the world of smooth transitions. Movements become fluid as babies gain head control and experiment with new sounds. Leap 4, 19 weeks, the world of events. Babies perceive sequences and understand events as predictable series of actions. Leap 5, 26 weeks, the world of relationships. Babies grasp spatial concepts and cause-effect relationships, developing separation anxiety. Later leaps involve understanding categories, sequences, programs, principles, and systems, with each perceptual world building on previous ones. While the timing of these perceptual changes remains consistent across babies, the skills developed first vary based on temperament and interests. While the Wonder Weeks focuses on babies' development, it acknowledges the profound impact these leaps have on parents. The demands of a clingy, fussy baby, combined with sleep deprivation, create significant stress for caregivers. Using the Holmes and Ray stress scale, new parents returning to work score between 154 to 179 stress points, indicating vulnerability to stress-related conditions. This stress manifests physically and emotionally: headaches, digestive issues, compromised immunity, anxiety, irritability, and feelings of inadequacy, especially when you don't understand why your previously content baby has suddenly become demanding. Self-care becomes crucial during leap periods. Take regular anchor moments throughout the day, brief opportunities to reset through mindful breathing, music, short walks, or sitting quietly. These don't require much time, but significantly reduce stress when practiced consistently. Prepare mentally and practically for difficult periods by arranging additional support during expected fussy phases, communicating your needs to partners and family, and maintaining perspective. Remember that your baby's clingy behavior isn't manipulation. It's a normal, temporary phase signaling important brain development. The Wonder Weeks transforms our view of baby behavior, helping us see fussiness as a signal of developmental progress rather than a problem. This perspective shift changes how we respond to challenging behaviors and enhances our parent-child relationship. Understanding the why behind fussy periods builds parental confidence. When your baby becomes clingy and cranky, you recognize these as normal, temporary indicators of cognitive growth. The predictability of these leaps allows you to prepare for challenging periods. This approach validates your instincts to comfort your baby during difficult times, providing scientific backing for responsive parenting in a culture often emphasizing independence and self-soothing. You aren't spoiling your child by offering physical comfort. You're supporting healthy brain development. By reframing challenging periods as opportunities for connection, early parenting becomes a meaningful developmental partnership instead of a mysterious struggle. Those difficult days are essential components of growth, the necessary storms that precede developmental breakthroughs. In this understanding lies the greatest gift, finding meaning in even the most challenging moments of parenthood.